Hello? Rachel? Rachel?
Rachel?
Oh, my. Rachel, is that you?
No, this is Sarah Murkowski.
Well, you sound a lot like, you sound very much like Rachel.
I sound like a gay man.
A little bit.
You mean Rachel Kahn?
Right, Rachel.
You know, I'm helping a friend. She just got one of those new MacBooks.
Really? The ones that just came out yesterday?
Mm-hmm, sure is. It's very pretty.
Is it nice?
Makes my clitoris a little moist.
Is that the one without the firewire pork?
Yes, no firewire, but she don't know she's switching from the PC, DVD.
But it don't got no firewire pork.
Well, you know, she don't know the difference.
Say pork.
Excuse me?
Say firewire pork.
Firewire pork.
Yay.
So are you going to monetize me too?
Mm-hmm. You're the one that gave me the idea when you were talking to Lady Blacktastic about it. I said, that's a good idea. I forgot about that. So we can all blame the hideous, the ugly, and all the rest. I only have 13 cents left on this account.
Hello, hello. Test 1, 2, 3. Hello, hello.
I feel happy
birthday, stupid bitch.
I have two men on the phone today. Two men. I have Cheryl. Well, she's really a woman.
Not a man.
And I have Rachel Kahn.
I'm a man.
I'm a man. Don't worry. I only have 13 cents more of Skype pay on this account for Cheryl.
Okay, sure.
But I thought it'd be nice since Rachel wasn't there.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. And I listen to some of your shows.
Hi, Rachel Kahn. You listen to some of mine?
No.
Oh, how kind of you. Oh, poor old
Dunwoord. I listen to some with you on Youth Radio.
Oh, good. Poor old Dunwoord.
Guess what, you guys?
Yeah?
You live and direct from my birthday party.
I gotta go, Matt. It's very kind of you to call me.
Oh, Cheryl.
Why do you have to go?
Cheryl.
Because.
No!
Yes.
Why?
Stay for the other 11
you're
cents.
Boring,
you only have a.
Nobody likes you.
Put your friend.
Understand.
Put your friend on. Can we talk?
What,
to your
do you
friend?
Have to go fucking spread what? Your pussy lips and clean it out with a Q-tip?
She's got a girlfriend over showing her new MacBook that
That's
don't
right.
have no FireWire pork.
That's
Who
right.
cares? It does have a FireWire port, Cheryl. You're an idiot.
It does not have a FireWire pork.
What Say, kind of Mac right, did you I'll get? The you Mac soon. Mini?
It's kosher. It don't have no. Me. Cheryl, wait. It's kosher.
Cheryl.
It don't have no pork. Get it?
It don't have a pork.
It's kosher. MacBook K. Okay, bye.
Goodbye, honey.
Bye, Lapsay.
Bye. Why is she leaving?
Well, she was never supposed to be here in the first place because you and she are mutual exclusive. People don't listen to my show because of her. and people don't. Yeah, you have mutually exclusive audiences. Actually, not. How are you, Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter?
I am fabulous. It's my birthday, so I'm great.
Oh, my God. You know, you told me 1,000 times, and I forgot. Happy
Hello?
Birthday to do, you.
Do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I'm not done. Happy birthday, dear stupid bitch. Rest. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you for remembering.
I would have eventually. I can't believe I didn't remember,
I
though, until you told me.
But guess what's going on right now? I'm at my own birthday party. I'm like, I have to go podcast with Madge.
Where? You're at your own birthday party where? At your house?
Yes.
So nobody showed up, huh?
No, there's people here. I just left.
Really? Who?
Okay, I'm going to tell you because you're going to talk to some of them.
Oh, no. Please don't make me talk to them. Who? Uh-oh.
Sure, no, you can have gorgeous glamazon.
We Skyped out. Can you say whatever that was again?
Oh, okay. Okay, Bridget's here. Did you hear that at all?
Bridge Chip, yeah. Is she fat?
No, she's super skinny. She's a glamazon. She's like fabulous, supermodel, gorgeous poet.
I used to know a girl named Bridge Chip. She was fat. We called her Bridge Chip because she looked like a chip off the old bridge because she was so huge.
Oh. No, Bridget looks like fucking Funky Diva in Vogue or something. She's gorgeous.
And who else?
Okay, Robert. Did you ever listen to any of my shows with Robert? Of course you didn't.
Sure, but I did.
Okay, that guy's here, and Bridget's like insulting him to his face. It's really funny.
Good. Is she eating him out? Is anybody getting sex at your party?
No, but Christopher, my boyfriend, has out his like Reiki table and the bowls, his singing bowls. He's playing for people. Okay, do you ever watch on Saturday Night Live when this is not on anymore? I know my references are outdated, but remember when Will Ferrell and Rachel Dratch would be like that crazy hippie, like crazy sex couple, and had the long beard and the long hair?
No.
They'd be like at like the ski lodge and be like, "Well, we'd love to have you in our threesome," and all gross and stuff. You never saw that?
No, but I know people like that.
Well, never mind then. Forget it. The point's gone. Then also, Constantine is here. He's a good friend of Chris's and my friend too, and he just gave me an amazing photograph for my birthday. And then Shlomo, who's been on Eatbird many times, and his lovely wife, Alona.
All right, listen, hang on. This is great.
This one is actually interesting.
I'm not going to stop. The conversation is fine. It's just I have to call you right back because the Skype is so bad.
Oh, fuck.
Just hang on. What a dumb bitch. God, she just never shuts up. I got to ask her about special needs. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello, microphone.
Remind me that we need to talk about special needs children. Go ahead.
Okay, I love them. Okay, and then...
What's going on with this? Why is there so much... Oh, I might be downloading some pornography. No, I'm not. I don't understand why the
connection... Why is there still interference?
Yeah, are you got a bad connection or something on the internet?
I have a healthy Wi-Fi signal. I'm at Airport 100.
Is anybody downloading pornography at your house?
But someone like one of the neighbors might be stealing my Wi-Fi and doing that. Who knows?
Okay, well, it sounds better now. Maybe you just need to talk slower and less Jewish.
Okay.
Jewy. Did you hear me talk about that I might start charging for the show, but you won't get any money?
No, when was that?
Like today or something or yesterday.
How could I have heard it? Have you posted it yet?
Of course I have.
Is it brand new?
You don't have to defend your lack of listening to my show.
No, listen,
it's okay.
I listen to you all damn week.
That's pathetic.
I know.
Nobody should.
Trust me, I almost slipped my wrist.
No, I'm thinking of making the show for pay only. But I was saying on the show, I hope Rachel doesn't want some of the money because I need it to live if I do start charging. But maybe we can.
Okay.
If you know, maybe what we could do is if I get more money than what I need to live on, then you can have some. Hello?
That sounds... Hello, you can't hear me again?
You sound like you're in a toilet bowl.
Again, what the...
And right now it's flushing.
It's... Really? Does it still sound weird right now? Tell me the truth.
I'm going to tell you, sounds like...
Really?
Yeah.
Is this better? Is this better?
Yeah, I think maybe if you just talk slower and more like a lesbian.
Okay.
Maybe.
I can't even remember what I was saying now. How
it's the same
it
microphone,
now?
Though. You're on the same microphone and the same set.
Same microphone, same computer.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go in another room or something.
Okay.
Hold on. Just stay there. I mean, you don't have to hold on. I'll keep talking.
Okay.
But I'm saying,
maybe you need to quit Skype and then go back into Skype or something. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me go in the other room first. Let's try plan A and then we'll go to plan B. Okay,
Clitorises. That might help to be closer to the thing. Clitoris. Yeah. I'll just do clitoris
and
clitoris.
Clitori.
Oh,
the plural of clitoris is clitori.
Well, that's not.
Oh, geez, there's a full Reiki session happening right now.
That's okay.
Shlomo's on the table.
Shlomo. Is his dick hard?
Is it getting better?
Is his dick hard?
Oh, let me go check. Hold on. How do I sound? Tell me that first.
It's a little better, I think. Is his dick hard?
Okay.
Shlomo's dick hard?
Let me go check.
Or your boyfriend's Reikiing him?
Let me see.
Okay.
It doesn't appear to be.
Would you notice if it were or was?
I don't know. There is a little bulge in his pants, but you know how guys' zippers kind of do that?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm a lesbian, so not really.
Can't tell. Well, you know, but I mean, I can't tell if it's like the little zipper bulge or if it's actually his wee wee. Because I've never actually seen him raw dog, so I don't know like what his penis looks like hard. There's definitely not like a great tent being pitched. He might be at half mast.
Okay, so a Hollywood loaf, which is apropos. So what else is new?
Oh, wait, I wanted to tell you about Loreen, because this is a weird coincidence. Okay. So, like, 11 years ago, Madge, okay? Like, a really fucking long time ago in L.A., I took this stupid-ass workshop, but I made friends with this really cool girl in the workshop named Loreen, okay?
Okay.
And the thing that's really cool about Loreen, she's, like, fabulous, gorgeous little Asian girl. She's teeny tiny. And
right.
Remember that movie Outbreak?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, remember how the monkey... He, like, started the disease?
Yes.
She fucking played the monkey. They put her in a damn gorilla suit. Gorgeous girl.
Why'd she go and do that?
Isn't that funny? Because she got paid good, and she's, like, good at movement. She was the gorilla in Outbreak.
You mean it wasn't a real monkey?
No. Oh. It was a monkey, and sometimes...
God damn it, his fucking Skype is cutting out like crazy. Should I call your cell phone? Would that be better? Huh?
You sound great to me.
Well, you sound like a clitoris.
Let me check all my connections. Hold on.
It really sounds terrible. What the hell is going on? It's getting on my last lesbian and ganglion.
Okay, should I try to log back on?
Quit Skype. Should I try that? Quit Skype and then go back into Skype.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'll do that right now. You talk. Goodbye.
Okay, clitorises, 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 clitorises. So I was watching the debate and with the McCain and Feingold or whatever the hell, and Obama, and I really thought in the middle of it at some point, you know, McCain seemed so frustrated and retarded, you know, like fresh out of 1982 talking about how he's going to cut taxes for businesses and Joe the Plumber, just insane. And I just thought, you know, he just at some point I thought he was just going to say, you know what, Barack, you win. Fuck it. You win. I give up. Okay, you won. Congratulations, you win. But he didn't. And then he kept talking about, remember I did a show, I'm so prophetic. I did a show about Mary Mac Catuccolo. Be nice. Hello?
Hello. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
I'm going to continue the story I was telling the audience. So a while ago, I did a show called Be Nice to Mary Mac Catuccolo because she has a retarded son. Now, that's because I used to work with a nursing supervisor at the hospital. And we had a unit clerk named Mary Mac Catuccolo.
I'm going to check my email while you tell this boring story.
And Nurse Wonka used to say to me, now, Madge, you be nice to Mary Mac Catuccolo because she has a retarded son. And I have said early on, as soon as Sarah Palin got this nomination, I said, this is the Mary Mac Catuccolo strategy. Somebody talk to Nurse Wonka. And sure enough, today in the debate, at least twice, he said, out of nowhere, he said, now, Sarah Palin, she really understands special needs children. And to me, that was just the same as saying, be nice to Sarah Palin, she has a retarded son. I mean, special needs children is not one of the top two or three issues in the world in this economy today. I think maybe the fact that half the country is bordering on homeless with no health insurance is a little more important than the two or three, you know, retarded children out of 1,000. Don't you, Rachel?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's special needs children get health care. You know? What about regular retarded people like me? Well, they're retarded. Who cares? I mean, seriously.
I care. But I mean,
you're retarded.
It is just a stupid ploy.
Right. That sounds much better,
by the way. That's the point.
So go ahead and tell your boring story. Since it's your birthday, you get to do whatever you want.
Okay, so I was talking about Loreen. So
spinach Loreen,
or what?
Spinach Loreen or a Loreen omelet?
Loreen omelet.
Yum! I love those. Go ahead.
Okay, so Loreen
bacon and
is
cheese.
Listen to this. She's my friend who was member played the gorilla in Outbreak. Are you back?
Absolutely. I'm in heaven because your voice quality is so much better. This is just from restarting
so
Skype.
I guess.
Wow.
I turned the fan off, too. That might have been fucking it up.
Oh, yeah. It could have been interfering with the vagina torus. Go ahead with
that.
So you got your
echoing.
You got your Chinese friend who's a monkey. Right,
oh, God. You're so fucked up.
No, she's a fucking fabulous, gorgeous princess. And so...
Who happens to be dressed up as a monkey.
And she got cast in the musical Reefer Madness that went to New York and was off Broadway.
I just I videotaped a production of that show last year, actually. It was great. They produced it. My friend David Serta produced a reading of it here.
Anyway, fabulous.
Go ahead.
So we lost touch when she moved to New York to go do Reefer Madness.
Who did she play? Did she play the little Goody Two-Shoes girl? Who did she play?
I don't remember. I'll go ask her in a second. But
okay.
I haven't talked to her in literally over 10 years, okay? And then Chris is talking to me about a client of his who he does Reiki on.
Right.
And he's telling me about this girl, and he says her name is Lorene, but I still don't.
Spinach Lorene, yeah.
Oh, no, no. Actually, he didn't say her name, and he's talking about how...
Oh.
I don't know what he's telling me, but that she's teeny tiny, cute little teeny tiny thing. Shut the hell up.
Yeah. And, no, I'm just active listening. This is just active listening. I'm going...
And
that's right. Okay.
She's like, oh
Ray Hodel.
So then he tells, he said something.
This is what my mother does when I talk to her. It drives me fucking crazy. I swear this is what she does. It's like this. Go ahead. I'll do it.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Uh huh. Mm hmm.
Your mother hates you.
Yeah. Actually, it's more like this, right? So just talk about it. You can talk about something you don't want me to interrupt just so I can give you
an
example.
Who cares? Because I'm so bored with this story already. So he's telling me that she's Asian, tiny, and that she's and I don't know, something he said made me like, I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Was she the monkey in Outbreak?
Right.
And he was like, oh my God,
did
she was.
Really
and I was like,
that?
Is it fucking, I was like, is it fucking Lorene? No. And he's like, it's Lorene. No.
No.
So that's my friend who's here.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No. No.
Oh, God damn it. I want to kill myself.
It was no. 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 No.
Did you look at the pictures of my wardrobe I sent you?
No. Yes, I did. It was beautiful.
Can you believe I did that? I'm looking at it right now.
No, I thought it was gorgeous. I didn't really put two and two together until I listened to that awful show. And I said, that's what she made. With the decoupage.
I seriously was coughing up blood.
With your Mod Podge. Oh, my
exactly.
God.
Exactly. Madge Patch.
Did you like how I did the ABBA mark with the 11th?
Oh, are you kidding? I fucking loved it.
The 11th plague. You. You're the 11th plague. Did you get it? Did you get the joke?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Whore. What else?
Bridget, for my gorgeous diva poet friend Bridget, for my birthday, one of the things she gave me was a container, a variety pack of Mod Podge. Let me tell you what's in it. Sparkle, glossy, matte, outdoor, and paper. I'm going to take a picture right now.
Outdoor, did you say?
Outdoor Mod Podge.
What is that? Just like...
Like, it'll. I guess you could like, you know...
Decoupage
lawn chair, and it would... Hold up to the weather. I don't fucking know.
I want to decoupage my vagina.
Okay, well,
which
you could.
One do I need for
just
that?
Just be careful.
Is there a Mod Podge for my vagina?
Yeah, it's called KY Jelly.
Who? You know, I should be in a really bad mood today because, like, I've been processing all this paperwork dealing with my termination of employment and all this legal stuff. But you know what? It's just totally fine.
Good. That's how it should be.
You know why?
And you got to live in the now.
You know why? And I have to be honest about it, but the people over at the Pod Show or Mevio or whatever the hell it's called, they've been extraordinarily professional about the whole thing. And it's really been flowing. You know, I've worked for a lot of different companies, but I've never had it be done so smoothly. You know, as many disagreements as I've had with, you know, certain people there. With matters of, substance. When it comes to running this company, I've never had a single I've never missed a single check. Everything's always been, you know, as far as an HR management thing goes, on a contractual side goes, they're just dealing with it very professionally. So,
you know
it's nice to know when people aren't trying to screw you through paperwork. So, you know, I guess I'm just, maybe my expectations were low and I didn't expect that, but... You know, I'm kind of glad for that.
You know what? It's really fucking gracious and professional and mature of you to acknowledge that.
Well, I have a
vagina
and I'm a lesbian.
It's going to bring you goodness.
Yeah, you know what? My whole thing is I'm just honest about the shit, and I'm glad that I don't have to be honest in a negative way because that's painful with this stuff. But if it were sucky, I would admit it. So, you know, I'm not like you where I say, I love you, I love you. And really, you're like, I hate that fat motherfucker.
That's bullshit. I'm fucking real as hell, Madge.
Like, like you really love Andy Melton.
I do.
He weighs 450. That's a lot to love. Do you watch 60 Minutes?
No. I don't watch any TV.
Well, okay. On 60 Minutes, they had this obese man who was this heroic guy.
Hold on. Listen for 1 second. What is your cell phone number?
I am not going to give it out on this program. Why?
Oh, because I'm trying to send you the picture of the Madge Page, and it's saying invalid destination address.
Listen, can't you just email it?
I don't. It's from my phone. Forget it. Just go on with your story about 60 Minutes and fucking Andy Rooney.
Right. It's not Andy Rooney. So there's this guy who was undercover with the mafia and got a bunch of people arrested. He was a Cuban guy who posed as a Italian mafioso and did it flawlessly. But the thing is, the guy was so fat, and they showed him walking down the street, and you see this giant penis below the waist, just a life of its own, bouncing around. You're like, my God, this guy has a blubber dick, a big, fat blubber. You know, it looked like he had a big old tumor, a football that's 3 football fields wide in his pants, just this enormous thing juggling. But the thing that got me was he said, the 60 Minutes guy said, he weighs 400 pounds. I thought, my God, Andy Melton weighs 50 pounds more than this thing. Can you imagine?
Eh? But you never know. Everybody carries their weight differently.
Right. That's it.
Was that phone you just called me from a cell phone or a home phone? Just tell me that. You don't
cell
have to
phone.
Tell me
that's my cell number.
Well,
I
my
only
fucking
have one.
Phone is retarded. That's it.
Well, that's the number to send it to. Because that's the phone number of me. I only have one phone and that's it.
You never know, Madge. I weigh like 300 pounds, and, you know, I look good. Everybody
carries
weight differently.
Everybody carries weight differently. See, that's what I'm talking about with your fucking happy bullshit, your love everyone crap. Because, I mean, what do you think? Yeah, Andy Melton carries weight differently. Well, that would work if he were about 12 feet tall, weighing 450. Not even, actually. He'd still be fat. If he were
12 feet tall.
I mean, seriously, if he were 12 feet tall, he would still be obese. Isn't that awful? I think.
No, it's fabulous.
Well, how do you figure that out, though? So a 6 foot tall person should be about.
Hi, babe. Chris just came in here.
Oh, joy. Hi, Chris. Happy birthday.
He said happy birthday.
I hear slurping. That needs to stop.
He's probably buzzed and he's kissing me. Are you
listen,
buzzed?
I just got something on my text message. Hold on. I got to go get the phone. Just a second.
Okay. Maybe who are you doing right now? Shlomi still?
No, Shlomi's done.
How's he feeling?
Good Lord.
Oh, you're doing Constantine? Did you see the picture he gave me? Small is the new big. It's trees. It's in Big Sur.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. This is fascinating. Okay, so let's see.
I thought you were getting your message. Sorry.
Wow, that is pretty. I got it. All those different colors of Mod Podge. It's gay.
It's so. Are you kidding?
Rainbow.
Hello, I'm the biggest fag hag in the world.
No, you're a fag. You're a man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a man.
You're a mansy. A mansy. That's pretty. Now what? Rachel.
What?
Are you there? Talk.
What up, please?
Say something. It's your turn to bore.
Hey, do you know what? Do you want to talk to Robert? You want to say hi to him?
I don't want to talk to friends. I hate when people put me on with people I don't know. It's the worst thing on earth. Please don't do it.
Madge.
Please don't do it.
Say hello.
No. I have nothing to say.
What up, Madge?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a long time, man.
Well, you're hearing me now, honey.
Oh, man.
Did you get any STDs this week?
What? Say that again?
Did you get any STDs this week?
Oh, my God. I got cauliflower down on my jock and it smells really bad. What do I do?
Well, you just probably have to enjoy the new found length in your penis because of the cauliflower.
It's like magic rock stalactites.
Is he gone?
No, but not on the phone.
Okay. There's somebody on my Skype whose name is Al. Do you know anyone named Al from Fredericton, Canada?
I don't know anybody from Fredericton, Canada.
I don't know anyone who's I'm supposed to know. I was trying to find Andy Melton, but he's not fucking there, that fat thing. I wanted to ask him about his height. Let's try it. It's, you know, now we're going to get stuck again, leaving our whole show as his voicemail. So
I'm sending you a picture of me right now.
So, Rachel, listen.
If on the dress I'm wearing that Christopher bought for me in the children's section of Target.
Okay, but listen, if a 6 foot tall person's weight, well, what? No, what is the normal weight for a 6 foot? Can you pull up one of those body mass thingamajig charts?
I know them by heart. I'm an aerobics instructor.
Okay,
remember?
So what's the normal weight range for a 6 foot person?
Just exactly 6 foot.
Yeah.
Guy only.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll look it up. Okay. I'll be bullshitting
I'm
you.
Looking too.
I'm going to guess 150 to 190.
No. Oh, really? No. I don't think so. Because I know. I think that's too wide a range and too low. Let's see. So how many inches? 12 times. How many inches?
6 times 12. 72.
So we say, what is this other number here? BMI, okay.
Inches. I'm already there, whore. Hold on.
I'm there, too. So 184 is 25. So anything above 184 is overweight if you're 6 foot.
What? How do you know it starts at 26 and up?
Well, overweight starts at anything above 25.
How do you know that?
Because I'm obsessed. And over same thing, 30 is obese.
184. So I said 150 to 190.
Congratulations.
Look,
you know,
21. Hello, I'm an aerobics instructor.
Let me pin some chopped liver on you.
Don't worry, I weigh a lot more than that. So
let's say, 184 is the most you can be to not be overweight as a 6 footer, which by the way means I'm still
191.
Overweight. This is bullshit. I'm so sick
of this.
So
he's two of those and a little baby.
Okay, so, huh?
He's like two of those and like a six-year-old.
This is such bullshit. It says I should weigh 179 pounds. That's ridiculous.
Let's see what I should weigh.
I'm so fat.
I'm 5'8". What does that measure out to do? Six times.
You're fat.
Oh, no. 68 inches.
The point I'm trying to make is that even if Andy Melton were 12 feet tall, he would still be overweight. Because let's just double it. 184 times 2.
No, let's see how tall you can be. 76 is the tallest they go up to.
Yeah, so
287 is like the fattest he could be without falling off the edge of the table.
So if he were 12 feet tall like Alice, he would have to be 368 pounds maximum. Now he weighs 450 pounds, and he ain't no 12 feet. He's like closer to 5 feet. Is this horrible or what? So maybe if let's figure out how tall he has to be to not be overweight. So let's
Did you get my text message or what?
Oh, God, again.
Okay, sorry. Do your fucking
fancy
math.
I didn't get it. I got your Mount Podge. That's it. So let's say he's.
Did you send me a birthday present, whore?
Let's say 18. Yeah, didn't you get it yet? I got it as soon as I sent it out as soon as I got your book. 184 times.
You're such bullshit.
Three.
You're going to feel really bad when you get that book with two flake bars in it.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay, well, set up an Amazon wish list. I'll send you something. I still but it better be cheap because I have some Amazon on my card I can send you still on my gift certificate balance. So you have to set it up as a wish list or an Amazon link.
I'm exhausted. I don't want a damn present
from
you.
Present.
All I want is
Okay, listen. So listen. So if Andy Melton were 18 feet high,
18
he would be
feet.
Thin because then the correct the maximum is 552 pounds. So you can weigh up to 552 pounds if you're 18 feet tall. So he's thin. He's very thin, actually arguably underweight for an 18-foot person.
Yes. That would be cool if he was. Then he could fight the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
I'm coming into the party to see what's going on in it.
Why? You're not interested enough in me and fat people? Mm-hmm. What's the fattest person in there? How fat?
Hold on. Do you want to talk, Shlomi? Listen, we have a standing date every Wednesday at 9 p.m. and she's fucking bitchy if I don't talk. No one here is fat. Everyone, I'm probably the fattest person here, to tell you the truth. She asked me, who's the fattest person at the party? And I'm like, no one's fat. I'm looking hard at everyone. Everyone looks great.
Fuck, this sucks.
Why? Just talk about something else.
Because I just got an email from David Serta. I did this teaser for his new show. And I posted it. I posted it, like, and when I posted a video, I posted it in like 12 different places. It's all over the place. And I asked him if it's okay, and he said yes. And then he sends me an email. It just occurred to me you should have put blah, 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 blah at the end. And then he says, I hope you didn't post it yet. I did post it.
Oh, God. You know what? These theater people need to just be grateful that you're doing them the favor of the publicity. Hello, can you hear me or what?
Yeah, now I'm typing a message. I did post it already, but I can replace it. Did you want all that at the very end after the Haywire title?
Madge, listen, I gotta go. I'm being an asshole, and you're not even talking to me, and there's people here to celebrate
me. Okay.
No, talk to me, finish the damn email, and then
I'm done with the email. I'm done with the email, but we can go because I hate you too.
No, I love you. I really do. I don't.
But I mean, it doesn't
order.
Have to be 6 hours long. You know, we've talked for a half hour. It's really not that bad a thing if we end.
But seriously, let's talk for a few more minutes. I'm giving you a little 2 minutes.
My vagina, blah. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
Clitorises. Clitorises.
Are you done writing to David Serta
yet? I'm done. I told you I'm done.
Is it S-E-R-T-A?
No, that's the mattress.
I know. That's what I was wondering if he was, like, related. He'd be rich then.
C-E-R-D-A. Mm. Did you ever see that?
Tell him to cast something, and then I can come visit you.
You know, you should look for, what's her name? Lola Heatherton. Did you ever see the videos of her on YouTube? She did the Serta Perfect Sleeper commercials in, like, the 80s or 70s.
No.
Good. You should YouTube it. They're very funny. There's
I don't
a
feel
making...
like it. I remember the commercials from the 70s already.
Lady Bunny posted a making of clip. It's completely interesting. Not really. What else? What'd you get for your birthday? Mod Podge?
Yeah, I got a variety pack of Mod Podge, and I got...
That's great.
Christopher got me one of the brand new iPod Nanos in pink.
The skinny ones?
Uh-huh.
Do it be cool? Do you like
it? It's so cute. I love it.
Good.
That's like the first boy who's actually got me a present.
Did you put Yeast Radio on it so you can listen to yourself?
Of course. No, so I can listen to you. I'm catching up.
Because you'll see the album artwork. You can see the 10 plagues.
I did. What are you talking about?
And you can subscribe to Insane Films, too.
I know. I went to Insane Films. I wanted to see... Remember when you... Wait, hold on.
When my vagina smelled?
Remember when your vagina smelled... The fuck? It hates your address. Does your cell phone block pictures or something?
What? No, I already got a picture from you.
Oh, yeah. This picture's retarded anyway. Why am I even sending it? Forget it. Let's just talk. Why am I trying to do that? So anyway, Madge, what else did I get? My mom, get this, okay? This is a good one. My mom sent me like 3 pairs of like sexy underwear. My parents, like my mother and father.
Maybe she wants to eat your pussy.
Like black lacy thong with little red velvet skulls on it. And then like some red lace boy shorts and black through like, no.
She wants to eat you out, I think. I think she went lesbo for her own daughter.
I think she just wants me and Christopher to get married so she could just be like relieved her Jew daughter that's the oldest is married finally.
You got that right. That's exactly what it is.
It is.
Yep. Yep. Either that or she's having an affair with him.
So she sends me sexy underwear for my birthday?
That's what happens when they have affairs. Don't you know anything about marital things?
Clearly not. Hey, guess what just came on?
Golden Girls. How the fuck would I know? Peaches? On what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Fuck the pain away. On my party mix, my birthday mix I made on my new iPod.
Oh, and the iPod. What else? What else did you get for your birthday? Oh, and now I got something on the text. Let's see.
Oh, good.
From Rachel, it says. Let's see. Oh, it's a penis. Better be. Is that you right now?
Yes.
Very nice. You look very, really? Very Jewish.
That's my dress from the children's department of Target.
I want to see the panties.
From my mom?
Yeah, I want to see the panties.
I hid them under my bed. They freaked me out.
I want to see them.
No, I'm too lazy.
Okay, that's all right. I was too
this
lazy.
Because
I would have had to delete things off my phone because it holds very little.
Yeah. Wow. So mad.
Yeah.
It's been real.
Israel.
It is real. Do you remember those t-shirts in the 80s that said Israel is real?
What hurts?
Fuck off. You're emailing David Serta, Perfect Sleeper,
no,
right now.
No, he emailed me back. He said, yeah. He said, when do you get back in town? Because I had a really good excuse for not having to videotape anymore because I was out of town. I didn't go to Miami, Rachel.
I have to go.
I'm supposed to be in Miami. I'm still in Chicago. You didn't even ask.
Why aren't you in Miami? Yeah, why aren't you in Miami?
Because my trip got canceled at the last minute.
What?
Yeah.
You got to go. I got to go.
Okay, well, enjoy your lesbian lips.
You go to Miami and you call me later.
All right. When you
show sucks, as usual.
Wrap your lips. Well, it won't suck as much because it's half the length. Wrap one of your tie your lips around the old oak tree and
tie your pussy lip around the old oak tree.
Yeah, and put something on your wish list so that your poor unemployed friend can buy.
Shut
you
up!
Something.
I don't want anything from you. You know what I want from you? This is all I want from you. I want you to read some of my book and love it. That's all I want.
Well, why don't you send me the Christ fucking thing?
It's in the fucking mail with the flake bars.
Oh, I can't wait. Will I get it tomorrow?
Yes, and I had to walk to the post office in the burning hot because my car is no longer in existence.
Good. It better not have melted, though. Did
it might have, but flake bar's already all flaky. I got to go. I'm being so rude. I can't. I got to go.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I love you, Madge. You really don't want to talk to anyone else? There's really funny people here.
Well, I mean, if I have to, but I don't really.
You should have fun insulting me with Bridget.
All right.
Oh, she doesn't want to.
Okay, good. Let's just go. What about the Chinese? I'm going to ask about being
away.
A monkey. Hello?
Fuck Hello. The pain away.
Hi.
That's Robert.
I want to talk to the Chinese monkey girl.
To Lorraine?
Yeah.
Are you going to be polite?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk? Come over. You can see a picture of her first.
Are we not going to text
You're
me
You're
going to
be on the radio, though.
It's not on the radio, Rachel. This hasn't been on the radio.
Well, she doesn't understand technology,
years.
So I'm just shorthanding it for her.
It's just crap. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Lorraine?
Can you hear me or what?
Lorraine? I hear
Hold
you.
Hold on.
Lorraine?
Hello?
Hello, Lorraine?
Yes?
I was told that you were the monkey in Outbreak. What's that about?
Oh, it wasn't Outbreak. It was Congo.
Congo, I've seen that too.
You have? Yes, a gorilla.
I saw it. And what did you have to do to audition for that park?
Well, they taught me how to do primate movement, and I had to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that was the audition?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were there a lot of other people auditioning for that?
Apparently, there were a lot before. The audition I went to was apparently like the third or fourth one they'd had, so there were probably only 10 of us there.
Now I have to ask a question. I need to be truthful. I don't know if Rachel told you about me, but I'm very blunt. Do you get yeast infections in that kind of costume?
No.
Isn't it? I would think it'd be very hot and you might get
It is very hot, but they have a cooling system. You wear a little vest with like tubing in it. And in between takes, they hook you up to a thing and shoot cold water through it.
Cold water?
Yes.
That must. But then I would think you would get boils or something. I mean, how could you get cold water? Then wouldn't it sort of
No, it goes through
smelling?
The tubing. So it just cools your body temperature.
I see. Sort of like an air conditioner, like a water cooling system. So no vaginal yeast.
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Well, yeah. So it just throws my entire line of questioning off.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Would you like me to pretend that that happened?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I could do that.
So how did you get rid of it?
Doctors. Medication.
Wow. All right, so what other stuff are you in? Like, do you perform now? Or is that just a one-time thing?
No, I do perform. I am currently not in anything. But,
me neither.
What?
Me neither.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's
or maybe
okay.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not about me. It's about you, though. So what are you doing?
Oh,
what do you call yourself?
Well, what I call myself? I'm an actor, and I also tutor children.
You tutor children? I missed something. Is that what you said?
Yes, I tutor them.
Oh, in what?
Everything. Most of my kids have learning disabilities, and I do organization and other school-related things with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you done with me now?
I am, and it's very nice to meet you, and I'm really glad you got to tell me about how those horrible, embarrassing things that happen whilst you're in a monkey costume.
Yes, well, I was happy to share.
Okay, well, have a happy time at the birthday party.
I will. Thank you. Should I get Rachel for you?
Yeah, I got to wrap it up with her.
Okay, I will
Thanks.
Do that. Rach!
Now I got to think of what else. What else can I talk about? Say.
What do you want from me?
This
Matt,
isn't Rachel.
Talk to Bridget about how you think I love everyone and say everyone's beautiful, because Bridget feels the same way.
Oh yeah, she tells everyone they're supermodels, and then I take her home and I'm like, why did you tell that troll she was a supermodel?
Seriously?
Seriously.
She does it on purpose, though. Do you think she really like goes home and then she like looks at people's pictures and says, what an asshole, you know? Because I have this friend named Andy. He weighs 450 pounds, and she says he loves him, and I don't think she really does.
No, she probably does love him. I believe that she probably does love him. Why she would lie to someone like this and tell them that they are as gorgeous as a supermodel, I don't know.
Well, she said you were gorgeous as a supermodel. Is that not true?
Well, that one's true. But most of them are. No, I'm just kidding.
What dirt can you give me about Rachel that she wouldn't give me herself, if that's even possible? Do you think she has large labia?
What?
Do you think she has large lips?
I don't think so, actually.
No?
I think they're actually pretty skinny and narrow and tight.
Tight.
For as much as like she bones, I'm surprised that they're so tight.
You think?
But I don't know for 100% sure because I haven't seen them up close and personal for.
I've
at least,
only seen them through the panties, and all I can tell you is it's like one of those really, really large chocolate bars they sell at the Trader Joe's.
Really?
You know, like really unusually thick.
I'm gonna go look right now.
Yeah, go look and tell me. Are you looking now or?
Well, I can't I can't move around. I feel
Why?
Anchored.
Because you're at the computer.
Yeah, and she walked around with it, but I'm afraid I'm gonna mess up these cords and make them like not work.
That's all right.
All right.
So, I think it's wireless, isn't it?
Probably.
So, what do you do for a living, Bridget?
Oh my God, what do I do for a living? I crush hearts and.
How do you make money doing
names.
That?
I'm a poet.
Oh.
Hey, can I see your labia real quick? Yeah, I said
lips.
Actually they're pretty tight. I used to live with her, and I've seen her naked a few times. It's been months since I've seen her naked.
But they're huge lips.
But when I did, they looked like they were like intact.
Now, Bridget, since you're a poet, I imagine like most poets, you don't perform on command. So is there a website where I can go and hear some of your poetry?
Yeah, you could go to. Are you guys MySpace people?
I'm not, but Facebook is preferable.
I can't stand Facebook. It's too freaking nosy, man. They're always telling everybody my business, who I'm friends with, who
but the problem
commented
is,
on.
The problem is with the MySpaces. It's Rupert Murdoch, and it always plays fucking music when you click on things.
Well, that's why I'm on MySpace. So when you go to my page, expect some music to click on when you go there.
Okay, what's the website?
That's the point. MySpace.com/BridgetGrayMusic. Bridget Gray Music. Yeah.
G-R-A-Y or E-Y?
A-Y. B-R-I-D-G-E-T-G-R-A-Y.
Oh, it just ends in a T. One T.
Yeah, one T. B-R-I-D-G-E-T-G-R-A-Y. Music.
Okay.
Or Google me. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Maybe
Bridget
you'll find something
Gray.
Interesting.
G-R-E-Y, you said.
No, A-Y.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you came right at the top, even though I spelled it wrong.
It's okay. It happens. A lot of people
Let's
do.
See, you got a. Is this you with the afro?
Where are you?
It says my letter to hip hop. Is that you? My letter.
Yeah, that's me.
Let's see.
That would be me.
Okay, I can't. It's not showing me video, but from your profile, it looks like you have. You look rather supermodelish, I must say.
I'm all right. I used to be a model, but now. At this point, I want people to appreciate me for my brain.
Oh. Well, that's easy when you're hanging out with Rachel Kahan.
At this point, I'm true that. Mm-hmm. We encourage each other to use our brains sometimes.
Oh, I love poetry. This is good. Do you perform with her like at that thing she does at the, what do they call that with the hip hop?
I have performed with Rachel many times, but we have not done a show together in a while. That's because I've been on tour, though. I've been on the road for about 2 years. I'm finally like winding down and trying to get grounded again. But, like,
traveling
last
on your
months.
Own for your own
yeah dude or? it's gnarly.
Sometimes I
traveling
swear
by yourself as a woman through like middle America and the South, I don't recommend it.
Did you come to Chicago?
Oh, I'm from Chicago.
Really?
Really? Where you're
in Chicago.
Well, I can't say I'm Chicagoland. I grew up in Downers Grove.
Okay. I live at Montrose and Marine Drive. That's
okay.
That's where I am right now.
Well, my grandfather was like a policeman for 25 years in the city of Chicago. My mother was raised there. And my cousins who I played with, they lived on the north side, Harlem and Irving area.
Oh yeah,
there's shootings. And then I had lots of friends on Hyde Park.
Now, you're voting for Barack Obama, right?
Duh.
Just making sure.
Okay.
Just making sure, because a lot of people, you know, they don't, you know, like to talk about those things or be political.
They don't want to admit that they're, like, racist, warmonger, greedy Christians.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't imagine you watched the debate tonight, though, huh?
I didn't. I watched the last two, but I didn't watch it tonight.
It was real good, you know, and I thought, like, it was like Grandpa was so just reaching for this. I mean, it was pathetic. I really thought at one point he was just going to throw his hands up in the air and say, you know what? You win. Just, you can have it. I can't deal with this anymore. I mean, it was so ridiculous because he's talking about Joe the plumber. He kept talking about this one plumber who thought he was going to get his taxes raised, and he's like, we cannot raise the taxes of businesses. We can't. Businesses cannot be taxed. Businesses, we have to protect businesses. And it's like, do you think this is 1982, oh, Grandpa, with your senility? I mean,
I
come on.
Nobody
cares about businesses. People care about, like, themselves right now.
Yeah. Well, we've got bigger fish to fry than businesses when we've been at war for how many years now?
A long time. And last time I checked, businesses are fucking people over left and right.
Yeah, that's why I'm an artist. Not that that. But what's funny is I when I worked for big business and corporations, I was always scrambling and paycheck to paycheck. And as soon as I made the leap and had faith in like creativity and myself and my art, then a whole new world opened up that I never thought possible. But that's because we're brainwashed to believe that corporate money and capitalism and all this is. That is not a plug for your shitty t-shirt line.
Wow, that is fantastic advice.
Because,
I'm in that situation right now because I just ended a 3+ year contract, you know, for basically performing. And now I'm at that situation, and I worked corporate before. And actually, it was nonprofit, but same difference. It was veil fat, yeah, really. Pens, you know, cubicles. And I'm at the point now where it's like, oh, do I go back and do the easy stuff? But I've been just playing it by ear, like, well, I'm not broke yet, so let's just keep going. I'm not broke yet.
I've made more money as an artist than I ever made for any corporation, which, shame on me for never believing in myself, I guess. But I didn't know how I would do it. But
so how did you do it?
I quit my job.
Yeah.
And then you figure it out. But I made a decision. The first thing, actually, I was working at the Staples Center. Oh my God.
The Superstore?
No, Staples Center, like where the Lakers play.
Oh my God. Is it really sponsored by like Staples, the office supply store?
Yeah, probably. I worked in this freaking elitist club in the Staples Center. It's called the Grand Reserve. I hope I don't get shot for saying this stuff.
Nobody listens, don't worry.
Laker fan. But it was like you had to pay $15,000 a year for a membership to get into this club so you could basically hang out with like Pamela Anderson and the Lakers after the game. And it was all these like, sorry to be so cliche with the new lingo these kids talking about, but it was a bunch of douchebags.
Oh, no, I like bunch of douchebags. That's an okay word.
Sorry. I know.
No,
actually,
I like that word.
Actually, I don't know why douchebag is a bad thing because, I mean, it cleanses the vagina, and the vagina is the most powerful thing on the planet. So I don't understand why a douchebag is that big
well,
a deal. But
it isn't. It's just that when you, I mean, if you really use the word properly, and I do, I try to, because I used to work for one. A douchebag is simply a douchebag is not the douche. A douchebag is the bag. You know, and you have to think about it literally. A douchebag is a bag that holds water for a long time until something sucks it out into a tube into a vagina to clean the vagina, which finally gives this bag some semblance of use. After sitting there taking up so much space for so long.
I mean, really, basically, nothing is of use without a vagina.
Well, that's true.
No offense to all you penises out there, but
I don't have a penis. I'm a lesbian with food allergies, so don't worry.
Well, I'm a little conflicted myself because I have a vagina, but I fully think I'm a homosexual man. But that's a whole other ball
that's
of
like,
wax.
That's why you like Rachel. That's what she
Yeah, no
like.
Question. Yeah. I'd love to strap it on and give it to her, but, you know, I don't think she'd let me.
She would.
Well, not now because she's got a boyfriend, you know.
But what you do is, you know, because she's Jewish, she's a little rebellious against being kosher. What you do is you get a pork loin. And you strap that on. Try that. That'll do it. Pork loin. It may cause a problem with yeast, though.
Oy vey, oy vey.
Right.
Madge, okay. I'm done being ridiculous with you. I don't even know how I got sucked into this madness.
No, this is good. I'm glad I got to talk to you because that was golden advice, and I'm going to use that. And I'm going to even soundbite it, I think.
Oh, great. Now he's going to chop me up into bits and make
she...
me sound like
a... I'm a she.
So fucking lazy.
Well, you... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a she.
Well, you just said that you're a lesbian.
Right, but you said he. You said now he's going to split me up in food and soundbite me. I was just correcting
Take it back. I take it back. I take it back.
Thank you. I do not want to be confused with the unfairer sex.
I didn't realize for so long that I enjoyed being a she until people started confusing me with a he.
Really?
And people started calling me sir and Mr. Gray. And I was like, what the fuck? I have tits and a badge.
Mr. Gray.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Why would they? I don't see anything that would make me confuse you as a man, though. Where's that coming
well,
from?
If you're looking, I did like recently, not too long ago, I shaved my hair into a very short mohawk. And so, and then when you're traveling and touring in like middle America, close-minded areas where they just can't wrap their head around a girl having hair shorter than her chin, I got called sir a lot.
Oh
and then
God.
in touring in the business, like class of the airport or the airplane, it's all businessmen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have short hair, the flight attendants are all, welcome aboard, sir. They don't pay
really?
Attention.
How could they be so dumb?
All the time. hotel, like I check into hotels, the people who'd open the door to my car, the concierge, airport security. I got called sir so much, and that's when I realized I am not a sir. But yeah, I understand all that to say. I understand your desire to not be confused.
All right. Well, thanks. It was nice talking to you. I'm gonna watch your videos and have Rachel keep me informed on your matters.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. I'm gonna pass you to I don't know who, but I'm getting off.
Rachel. Thanks.
Okay. Party time.
Madge. I really like that girl.
That's Bridget. I knew you'd love her.
I like
she's
her.
Fabulous.
Now, the Asian girl with the monkey outfit was, she wasn't all that. I mean, I'm sure she's cute and everything, but she didn't, I don't think she liked me because I asked her if she had a vaginal yeast infection in the monkey suit. She said no. And then we really had nothing. No, because it's got a cooling system.
Right. That's funny. That's cool.
No, it's boring. Anyway.
Okay, I got to go.
Will you stop that? I got to go.
Okay, goodbye. I love you.
You too. Happy birthday, whore.
Thank you.
Bye,
whore.
Get fucked. What a bitch. I gotta go. Yeah, fuck you.